You're tuned to Talkin' Music on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Taya J. I'm joined today by Molly and Sally of the Americana duo, the Montvales. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
I know you started out busking on the streets of your hometown in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then you released your debut album in 2022, and now you ladies call Cincinnati, Ohio, home. What is the music landscape of Cincinnati right now?
It's cool. It's very supportive. There's not a ton of like Americana music like ours happening there, but the stuff that is there is really great. The Tillers and Joe's Truck Stop and other bands like that. There's a lot of like cool experimental indie music and like art punk and things like that. So I don't know. I think it's really fun to be around all kinds of different stuff, but it's like small enough that it's all very interconnected. And I don't know. I think Cincinnati is kind of like a weird place that's flown under the radar for a long time. So like really unique stuff has been allowed to thrive there. We're having a good time exploring it.
Ladies, talk to me a little bit about your duo dynamic. So there's two of you. Do you feel like you balance each other out, or do you feel like there are aspects that one of you offers that the other maybe doesn't, and vice versa?
That's an interesting question. I don't think anyone's asked us that in that way before. I think we definitely balance each other out a lot. I think in a lot of ways we're very much the same, which makes it work. Like a lot of our themes are really complementary. But yeah, I think Molly tends more, we were talking about this the other night, Molly tends more towards like spelling things out, and I tend more towards shrouding things in different obscure imagery. And it's fun for us to like put those two things together and see where they end up.
Is there ever any tension in that dynamic?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Sometimes songwriting flows really easily, and then sometimes like both of us are blocking every move and we have to just move on for a while.
All creative mediums.
For sure. Yeah. Overthinking when that happens is really dangerous. And I think both of us tend towards that. So sometimes, yeah, it's the perfect storm, but other times it flows really easily.
What do you love about what you do? What do you love about playing music?
I love every part of it. I love performing and I love writing. I'm a lot better at singing than I am at talking, I think. And so sometimes it feels like the only way to like genuinely convey what I'm feeling is through writing songs and performing them. It just like opens up a portal to something that feels really true and sincere that I haven't found with any other medium.
Yeah, I love that about it too. I love like, I really love the alone portion of it, where like the moment when I realize like any situation or story or feeling can be turned into a song is always a really good moment. But then I really love the communal aspect of it too. I think the moments when I felt most like I belonged in a community, there's usually singing and playing happening, and that's really nice for me.
I love that idea of community through music, and it's almost like everywhere you go that language exists, right? So you can tap into that, you know, kind of wherever you are. And I feel like this conversation comes up a lot probably because I really love it, but the idea that like music can transcend language barriers or cultural barriers, that there's like chance or opportunity for connection through music, I think is a really unique thing about the medium.
Totally. Yeah. It's such a world expanding like pursuit to be a musician. You're just like end up in the strangest situations with like the coolest people. And I think for me also, it like forces me, doesn't force me, it allows me to like see, it allows me to like see strangers and scenes I encounter out in the world like through another lens, and like really personalize them and like maybe empathize with people more than I would otherwise.
Yeah, nicely said. Ladies, with that in mind, let's kick off the show with a song. What should we listen to first?
Elise?
Sure.
Thank you.
We just heard O Louise from the Montvales, who are joining me today via Zoom on Talkin' Music. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. You are on tour right now. Any highlights from the road yet? Any stories to share?
Well, our favorite person of tour so far is probably the guy at Hometown Auto in Laramie who fixed my tailpipe that was melting a hole in my bumper.
Oh my gosh.
That was a highlight. Yeah, walked in there and asked him what it would take to make it not a fire hazard. And he did that and charged us not a dime. So
that's incredible.
God bless.
But the more obvious highlights, both of our shows that we've played so far have been amazing. And it's really cool tapping into music communities. And like both Fort Collins and Salt Lake City, we've met people we'll be excited to come back and play with again. And, you know, it's nice to make new places feel like home.
Yeah, talk about forging those bonds and finding sense of community where you go. What do you ladies, I'm curious, what do you hope to convey with your music? What's your sort of emotion or sensation, or, and maybe it's not just one, but what are you hoping that the audience connects with or feels kinship to in your music?
The thing that has meant a lot to me that people have expressed to us so far is that our music helps them feel at home when they're far away from home, I think mostly for East Tennessee people. So that aspect of connection to place has been really important. And I think increasingly our music has some political undertones, and that's felt really important too.
Yeah, it feels like we're... anybody who's alive right now has like such a weird, unique view on history. Like it's such a wild time to be a person. And so I don't know, I think I feel some responsibility as an artist to like document that and just like make music that is like a companion to people through the chaos. Ultimately, I think all of it comes down to like wanting people to feel less alone in various ways, because that's what music has done for me throughout my life.
Yeah, I love that idea as music as a companion. That's really nice. Let's go ahead and listen to something else. What should we hear next?
That's probably a good intro to Bad Faith.
Hey.
We just heard Bad Faith from the Montvales. That is your most recent single. Talk to me a little bit about that song.
Yeah. Well, so I worked in abortion care for a long time before I was, at the same time I was a musician, but before we decided to like really go for it. And that song came out of that experience, watching people go through that process and have to deal with like the various cultural forces that tend to like get in people's way and make them feel scared and sad and alone. It's always really important to me to destigmatize abortion and to make sure that people know that they're loved and to at least provide some perspective of out there that is not judgmental. And we sat on it for a long time. It was kind of a scary song to write for obvious reasons. I really wanted to get it right. And then on New Year's Eve this past year, somebody burned down the Planned Parenthood in our hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee, and kind of lit a fire under us to put it out, just because it felt like we wanted to do something, anything, and that's what we had at our disposal at that moment. So we put it out, and obviously things have escalated quite a bit since then. And yeah, again, the hope is that it's a friend to those who are raging and grieving right now.
Yeah, and that's a lot of us right now. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for putting that out there too. I think having creative ways to sit with your emotions is really important right now. Get us maybe out of our heads and just into our bodies and feeling the grief and the anger and the pain and just sitting with that and having that be okay. So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
Ladies, I want to talk a little bit about your fundraiser. I know that you have big hopes to record another album. Talk to me a little bit about what the money for this fundraiser will allow you to do.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have plans in place to record in a real studio this time. Our last album was recorded in a living room, which was wonderful in its own way. But yeah, we have a studio picked out and we have studio musicians picked out. We're going to play with bass and drums, cello and fiddle and pedal steel. Yeah, and then just mixing and mastering and engineering. Turns out that all really adds up. So...
I have really appreciated and loved your creative incentives for donating to your fundraiser. Will you share with our audience a little bit what they might receive in exchange for, say, a $15 donation or a $100 donation to your fundraiser?
Yeah, so $15 gets you my biscuit recipe, which, you know, a lot of people who have supported us over the years have eaten those biscuits a lot. So now we're letting them in on the secret of how they're made.
They're very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to brag, but they're pretty good.
I'm a big biscuit fan. So you've got me hooked.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then we have a few levels between that and 100, giving people like a physical copy of the album when it comes out. That's 30, I believe. And writing a letter and sending a sticker. If you donate, how much? 50
for the song.
Yeah. We'll do a special video cover of any song you want.
Fun.
Yeah.
And then at $100, you really get to tap into our various obscure skill sets. You can get a banjo lesson from Sally, claw hammer style banjo. And then another thing I do is that I'm an astrologer on the side. I love astrology, and that's like was my like deep dive quarantine hobby. So I've been like reading birth charts for a minute, and you can get a birth chart reading with me.
I love it. That's awesome. Talk to me a little bit about the songs that you want to record. I imagine that you have a lot of those, you know, in your heads or in your practice already. Talk to me about some of them.
Yeah, so we have them all picked out. We actually have too many picked out, so we need to narrow it down. But this album feels like a really good follow-up on our first. I think our first was a lot of like heartbreak and adventure and place-based stuff from early 20s. And this one deals a lot with cultural legacy, a lot of like navigating this political context and figuring out what kind of lives we can lead. And also just trying to figure out how to find freedom. Yeah, there are many themes in this one. Sorry, there's a chicken walking around in the window above us, momentarily distracted.
That's awesome. That may be the best thing that's ever spontaneously happened in an interview. That's great. Anything else to add to that one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a lot of grappling with adulthood in various ways. And like adulthood at this particular moment. It's not like a pandemic album, but a lot of it was written like when we were sharing a tiny house in Knoxville, Tennessee during lockdown. And I think some of the surrealness of that moment translates into some places we went with these songs.
If folks are interested in contributing to this upcoming album, does it have a title yet or not yet?
A secret title that we haven't announced.
Ooh, okay. Well, the more you contribute, obviously, the closer we will get to knowing what the secret title is. How can folks go about supporting you on this venture?
So we have an Indiegogo that's linked on our Facebook and our Instagram. And then we're also on Venmo at the Montvales.
The dash Montvales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just include which perk you want in the subject.
Excellent. Ladies, let's go ahead and listen to something else. What should we hear next?
Best Disguises.
Best Disguises from the Montvales, who are joining me today via Zoom on Talkin' Music. Appreciate you being here, ladies. We've been talking about your hopes for your upcoming album that you are hoping to record this coming winter. We will look forward to that. Ladies, you will be playing a show in Montrose on Friday, July 29th. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30. What can we hope for from that show from you?
We'll have a good mix of old songs and new songs. We're trying out a few new ones on this tour that we're really excited to share. Yeah.
Yeah. I think our shows are a pretty good mix of like sad, contemplative country music and also like a little bit raucous and weird. Yeah. Super stoked to play in Montrose for the first time. It's also the night before my birthday, so be tinged with manic pre-birthday energy.
Well, that's awesome. We will look forward to that show at the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery on July 29th at 7:30 p.m. Ladies, I'm going to have you take us out on one last song. Thank you so much for joining us, for being so honest and vulnerable, and sharing with us what you put into the world. We really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing where that takes you. If folks want to find out anything more about your tour or about you, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Instagram is a great way to follow us. Facebook, we just made a Twitter, but don't have too high of expectations of us on there. And we have a website, themontvales.com.
Excellent. Yeah, Molly.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Molly and Sally, what should we go out on? One last song to send us off into the weekend. What should we hear?
Let's hear If I Die First.
Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.